This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. When teaching on the book of Jonah, I've often been asked, whatever happened to Jonah? It seems like the book ends abruptly and leaves you hanging with regard to Jonah's life. As I've thought about this, I came to realize that it was indeed Jonah who wrote this book, which does not portray his life in a very flattering way. He does write about his experience in a ruthlessly honest way. You will notice as you read that he does extol God, his character, his compassion, and his ability to do what he sets out to accomplish. He does present the work of God in the lives of the Ninevites in a positive way. The more I thought about this, I wondered if God had given him a prescription for deliverance from depression. The prescription: start journaling. Writing this book could have resulted from God's prescribed therapy to deliver Jonah from depression, and even more helpful, getting him to wrestle with his problem of anger. The book does end with the words of God, "Should I not be concerned about that great city?" Possibly as a result of journaling, Jonah came to the same conclusion, but now in humility he didn't want to exalt or draw attention to himself. Maybe he had finally learned that God's agenda is what really matters, not his own. Anyone who learns that will be healthier, both emotionally and spiritually, and life will be more fulfilled and fruitful. If what I've surmised is accurate, it would probably be good for all of us to journal, writing down what we are learning from God, and then applying what we learn to our lives. I believe it would make a difference and bring glory to God.